Alpaca gear, sold exclusively in Bucco's clothing aisle. Bucco's has a plethora of energy drinks and Gatorade products priced at record lows. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
All right, boy, we've got to get to some questions here on the Mel Pearson Show. You still have time to get yours in if you are so inclined. DJ@themix93.com. And the first question today, Coach, is was there any noticeable difference in the pregame locker rooms between Friday and Saturday night's games?
You know, I don't spend a lot of time in the locker room, so pregame, I like to let the players have that time and space and do what they need to do. I'm sure if I saw some things, I wouldn't agree with what they're doing or whatever. So, no, I didn't sense a huge difference. I mean, we normally get to the rink about 40 minutes prior to our first meeting. We have a meeting at 5:40, which we go over our penalty killing and their power play and just any adjustments we want to make. And then they go do their thing from that point on. So no, didn't really notice anything different. And that's good. You know, like I said, even prior to the Friday game, it wasn't necessarily in the locker room that you feel it. It was like we talked about, the practice, the on ice, the execution, the intensity, the whatever we needed to be. And then you get a sense and you can see it during the game. We were just so sloppy with the puck or passing. So a lot of times you can't tell, in the locker room area or pregame, because they're usually the same every game for the most part. So, no, I did not really see any difference there, but saw a big difference on the ice.
Coach, would we be better off playing a team like Bemidji in the playoffs due to their pairwise, their non-conference success compared to maybe some of the other teams as far as in the playoffs, sure, to help us in the pairwise?
Yeah, I don't know at this point if it's going to make a lot of difference, actually. You know, there shouldn't be that much fluctuation when you play one game. The pairwise is set up. So, one game is just a reflection of your whole season. So there shouldn't be that much movement. I mean, three years ago before we changed it, they called it the cliff. And a lot of teams were, one game could push you over the cliff. You know, you could drop five spots. So we made some adjustments on the committee, or they did, just so that wouldn't happen. So that if you lost one game, it wouldn't, or you won one game, it wouldn't push you up as high or low as it did back in the day. So it doesn't really matter really at this point. I think it's more importantly is to go as far as you can and try to make sure you secure the automatic berth. That's all we can hope for right now, and that's, we have to push, because there's going to be some upsets in league tournament play this year. So it's just a parity in college hockey. So we got to make sure that we just take care of what we can control, and then let everything else fall where it may.
But didn't, because we were tied for 16th going into Friday night's game, and I think we did drop down to 21st after Friday night's game, tied or something like that. So you can, still at this time of the season, you still can move quite a bit.
You can move just depending on what games and who's playing who. But I think once you get to the playoffs, you won't see as much of that because you're going to have the same teams playing the same teams. Like, right now some teams haven't played each other and they play each other. So that skews it a little bit more. And then obviously who wins and who loses can have some say in that too.
If a 7-1 lead going into the third period isn't a big enough lead to give the backup goaltender Devin Carroll an opportunity, what score does it need to be, Coach?
Yeah, good question. And, one of the reasons we talked a little bit about it, we talked to Devin to be ready. Having said that, we had the previous weekend off, so Jamie had not played games, for a long time, and we're very concerned about making sure that he's ready to go. He's the guy who's going to play, you know, in the playoffs and these big games and as we move forward. So we wanted to make sure he got a good weekend of work in. And we're going to give – we talked about – Joe Sean and I talked about maybe giving him 5 minutes, just see how the period goes and get him out of there. But as the period went on, he was getting a lot of work, and Joe thought that might be good for him because he's got to battle. He's got to compete. And obviously they outshot us 15-4 in the third period. So, and we don't want to put a young goaltender or any goaltender in a situation like that where there's a big score and just throw him in there either. I'd rather throw him in a tight game, you know, where you have to, and like when we started Matt Winches earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. So Devin's going to play a lot of hockey for us. I'm not concerned about that. And we have to do what's right for the team right now versus over maybe one individual. And we thought it was the right decision just to let Jamie hang in there and at least start the period. And then as the period started unraveling, you know, he was starting to get some work. And he hadn't had that in, obviously, you know, 2 weeks. So we thought that was really important that he would have to hang in there and make a difference. And he did. He made some huge saves in that third period. So it was good for him. But a good question, though.
The MAC Ice Arena has many modifications and upgrades the past few seasons. Are there any more changes planned for the offseason this year?
I don't think we'll make any this year. We're in the process of looking at a major renovation, you know, I would say hopefully 3 to 5 years in that time frame. I don't want to speak out of turn here with my bosses, but we're talking about doing something to the – what end is that, Dirk, that's just a plain
the
wall?
East End?
The East End. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking to do something on the East End, which it mainly will be for the fans and not so much the team. You know, the team, we've got pretty good facilities right now, but we're looking to do something at East End that just will make I think the whole fan experience even better, and really finish off the rink, which then we won't have to touch it hopefully a long, long time. So we're looking to do that. We've had some discussions with some people moving forward. Obviously, I told everybody I want that done next year, but they're looking at me like I'm crazy. So
best college rink in the nation.
Well, and we want to continue to be that way. You know, we want to continue to make it, like I said, a fan-friendly arena experience for the fans when you come in. So it's not only the hockey game; it's just a night out and a real nice experience.
As nice as the Sanford Center is, I wouldn't trade it.
No way. The building our building is alive. You know, the sight lines are incredible. I don't know if you can build them to code anymore like they are.
You can't,
And no, everything going on. I'll take the MAC any day.
This person says, I know there's no magic that can totally prevent a team letdown, but maybe it's better that this happened on Friday other than in a playoff run. They ask, Coach, do you think this lesson will motivate the team to play full tilt from here through the playoffs?
And that's a great point, and we use that as a learning lesson. We not only use the game on Friday as a learning lesson, but also the third period on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you just have to learn from that experience. And sometimes you have to, unfortunately, go through that to learn. As much as you try and tell someone, you know, don't put your hand on there. Well, you know, they put their hand on the stove and, you know, oh, that's pretty hot, or into the fire, and you get it. So hopefully we learn from that. And like I said, we don't have any more bye weeks now. So I think that's good. We can get into our routine. We can have practices. The main things now as coaches, we want to, you know, figure out how many days we skate, which days do we take off, how long do we go, do certain players need time off, all those little things. But having said that, I totally think we will learn from Friday and how you need to play every night against anyone, anywhere. And then Saturday, how if you just take that foot off the gas just a little bit, it doesn't have to be a lot, just a little bit, then – you know, you can be in trouble. So hopefully those lessons were learned this week.
Next question. It says, Coach, you've stated in the past that you are honoring the gentleman's agreement to not recruit verbally committed players. For you, does that extend to player committed to teams where their coaches has openly stated they won't honor that agreement?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of discussion about that when kids are committed. You know, at this point, we haven't talked to any players that are committed to other schools. There have been a lot of players decommit that, you know, we've thrown our names into a couple, but at this point, we're not going to call up kids who are committed to other schools. So it's just, I don't see any need in that or any purpose from that. But from time to time, there are kids who, for one other reason or another, whether it's like, you know, we had one with, you know, Lee, Brett Boeing, or, you know, other schools have kids that haven't made it there yet that might, you know, want to go somewhere else for whatever reasons, you know, whether the school's doing or the kid's doing or whatever. You know, I'm sure we'll talk to some of those players.
All right, great questions, and we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, talking about the big weekend that is coming up at home again.